Okay, today's daf is Mi'ilah Daf Ches. Mi'ilah Daf Ches, as we start the second parak in Maseches Mi'ilah, we are on Mi'ilah Daf Ches. Tosfos, as we have said, Tosfos functions somewhat like Rashi in this Masechta. Tosfos points out, the first Tosfos in the parak, that the previous parak was all about whether there is Mi'ilah by a carbon that is the avodah is done improperly. Now we're going to get to karbanos that are done properly. Interesting why the Rav Yehuda Hanasi chose to start off with the psulim and then get into the ksherim, but that's what he decided to do. See the Tosfos? Ad hashta ayri bedin psulei kachim, masai yimalu bahem, uman kan ve'elech, ayri b'ksherim. Okay? It could be that he wanted to first bring out the point of something that remains me'ilah forever. Right, like by kachi kachim, where this rika does not have an effect. So that remains mila forever, and then he talks about, but these are cases where there is mila sometimes, but not always and not eternally. Okay, either way, says the Mishnah, chatas ha'of, moalin ba mishe hukdasha. A chatas ha'of, as we know, there are karbanas of behemoth, and there are karbanas of ofos. Karbanas of ofos are different than behemoth. First of all, instead of doing shchita, one does malika. The difference is between the two. And as we learned in Mishnah and Maseches Zvachim, if somebody switches shchita and malika, so that creates nevela. If I do malika to a chulin animal, if I do shchita to a carbon ha'of, so that trafes up the animal. One is not allowed to do that. It's only what is appropriate for each of the animals, right? So there's malika, there's shchita. As where I'm supposed to do it, then it functions as it's supposed to. It is, so to speak, the shchita of the karbanas ha'of. As we have said, we spoke a little bit about it in the mitzvah show yesterday even, as we have said, there are other actions that also function as a shchita in other areas. The egla arufa, the arifa, the breaking of the neck of the animal, functions as its shchita, or the dechiya letzuk of the seir lazazel. So those are already four. You have dechiya letzuk, you have the egla arufa, you have malika, and you have shchita. All four of those are what you are supposed to do to the animal in question, and therefore they all have the halachas of shchita. L'may nafkamina, the Gemara says in Yuma, as we spoke about yesterday, mitzvah shir, oso ve'esbino. If I do egla arufa, I'm not allowed to shecht the mother, or the, let's say, the baby, whatever it is, of this egla. You didn't do a shechita. And if I would just kill an animal, so the halachas of Osov Esbino would not apply. The answer is, this is the shechita of these animals. How do you know it's a shechita also? It's matarim de nevela. It does not create nevela in the cases of egla arufa and the like. So therefore you know that by malika and shechita and arifa, dechiya letzuk, all these, they function as a shchita for various halachas. So here we have chatas ha'of. So the chatas ha'of, which we know the avodah of the chatas ha'of, is, as the Mishnah also says in Zvachim, ein lemizbeach el adama. Meaning the kohen gets everything. Usually by a carbon chatas, a chatas behema, there are fats that are burned on the mizbeach, but the rest of it goes to the kohen, it's kachi kachim. But chatas ha'of, there's nothing burned on the mizbeach. There's no haktara. All there is zrika, the zrika sadam on the mizbeach. So chatas ha'of, mol and ba, misha hukdasha. Chatas ha'of, as Rashi explains here, has two stages of sanctification of hakdasha. There is me'ila from the second that I am makdashit. Rashi says, bi peh. Right when I say this animal is my chatas ha'of, right when I designate it, so then there is me'ila by it. Remember the last amud, last daf actually, that we had in Maseches Krisus last week? The Gemara said there are two times that you could designate a kan. If you have two birds that you're going to bring, those are the two times. Let's say you did it. You designated it by when the Bailam bought the animals. They said, this is going to be my chadas. So from that moment on, there is me'ila. There's me'ila by the bird. Nimlaka, so we'll talk about each of these phrases, but let's just read first. Nimlaka, from the moment that I do malika, which is the first of the avodos of a carbon ha'of, hochshara, it then achieves more kedusha. Rashi's lashon, first wide line, first skinny line. Nitosiv ba kedusha. So now it becomes more kedusha in that it is more susceptible to tumah. As we know, the more kadosh something is, the more susceptible to tumah it is. We know there are different levels of tumah, as we'll talk about in the Gemara soon as well. There's the avi avos tumah, the granddaddy, that's a dead body. There's many rishon latumas, First Mishnah, first Parak in Maseches Kelim lists off all of the, the Avos HaTumos, lists off all the Avos HaTumos, one of them being a Tameh Meis, or a Sheretz, or Shechva Zera, or Mishkav Azav, all the different types of Avos HaTumos. One down is Rishon, then Sheni, then Shlishi, then Revi. But we know ABCs of Hilchos Tumah V'Tahara, Shlishi only exists in the world of Truma and Kachin. If it's Sheni touches Chulin, nothing happens. There are exceptions to the rule Midrabanan. Our hands have the status of Shniyim, and if we touch bread, so then that's why we wash our hands before we eat bread today. But that's a holdover from Truma. It's going back to Truma. But the real Me'ikar Adin, a Sheni is only Osa Shlishi in Truma and Kachim. And a Shlishi is only Osa Revi'i in Kachim. Right, so the higher you get in Kedusha, the more susceptible to Tumah it is. If there is something that's not so holy, like Chulin, so then it's not susceptible. Even if a Sheni touches it, nothing happens. So says the Mishnah, right when Malika occurs, now it's on a higher level of Kedusha, and therefore it's more susceptible to Tumah. Hokshara lihi pasel b'tvil yom u'memachusar kipurim u'balina. It's Hokshar now, it's in the state to become pasel if a tvil yom touches it. Tvil yom, if somebody is Tame for the day, and they have to wait till they go to the mikvah that night. So that is a tful yom. Tful yom has the status, as we'll see, of a sheni latoma, according to what we paskin. Over mechuzik kippurim. Mechuzik kippurim is even if you had harif shemesh, you had sunset, but you didn't bring the karbanos yet. Some people are fancy tful yoms. Even more than tful yoms, they're what we call mechuzik kippurim. Remember, we had the list of them in the second parak of Maseches Krisus, the first Mishnah. Remember, it's in the same volume here. Those of you who have Krisus and Me'ilah in the same volume, the first Mishnah in the second parak, Chesam Abayz, the Mishnah said there, Arba'a Mechusri Kapara. There are four Mechusri Kapara. The Eluhain, Zav, Zava, Yoledes, Mitzora. Those four people not only are Tameh, not only require Harif Shemesh on day 7, but they also have to bring a carbon on the morning of day 8. Right? Zav, Zava, Yoledes, Mitzora. Moshe ben Yaakov even adds on two more. A Ger, he says, is a Mechusri Kapara, and a Nazir is a Mechuzer Kapara for certain halachos. So that's the machla, that's the issue in Chesam HaBeis, who are the Mechuzer Kapara. So, once I do Malika to this Chadas HaOv bird, so then it can become Tameh, if a Tul Yom, or even a Mechuzer Kippurim, touches it, Ubalina.
Isn't that only because of the Tam, or?
Sorry?
Isn't it only because it's Hukshar, because it got Tam on it, or?
What was he? What, once Malika, you're saying what's because of the liquid? I think it gains the status of Kedusha. What if you had a shchita yevesha? You're asking. What if it was a shchita yevesha? Is it just because of the dam here, or it's because of the? It sounds like Rashi seems to be saying it sounds like it's because of the item itself achieves a full a certain kedusha, right? That's a hochshara. I see Tosfos hochshara lipasel klomar shem nagu batful yoma mechusi kippurim pasul milecho. Doesn't mention specifically becoming wet. We spoke about that back in Maseches Chulin. Animals becoming hukshar based on the shchita, based on the dam of the neck. We spoke about that then. Okay, continuing. Huza dama. If the blood was then huza yad hazayis adam, the blood was sprinkled. That's the third stage of the chatad of the kedusha. Of the chadazo, this might not even be kedusha, but this is the next status. So then, chayav and alav mishum pigel noser v'tameh. Then you're a chayav and pigel noser v'tameh. Pigel, why? Because now the avodas were all done properly. Noser also, noser and tameh, or only once it has the status of completely done karbon. So then it can become pigel noser v'tameh. Ve'ein b'me'ila, and then there is no longer me'ila because right after hazaya is done, so then it is motor for the kohanim to eat it, and therefore there is no more Me'ila, it is no longer classified as Kodshei Hashem. Okay, so that is the Mishnah. A couple of Ha'aris on the Mishnah. First of all, Chatas Ha'of we're talking about. There are differences between Chatas Ha'of and Olas Ha'of. We'll get to one of the differences on Amud Beis, in terms of what you have to do with the blood, but one of the Halachis, one of the differences between Chatas Ha'of and Olas Ha'of is what you have to do to the head of the bird. The Torah tells us in Parakeh, in the parshas of Chatas, this is by Olav Yorid. So by Olav Yorid, if somebody cannot afford an animal, if they bring birds, They bring birds, echad lachatas v'echad la'ola. V'hevi osam alakohen, v'hekriv es asher lachatas rishona. First, you bring the chatas ha'of, u'malakas rosho, mimul arpo. You do malika, with the fingernail, to the back of the neck, v'lo yavdil. And you don't separate completely. You sever simen echad, as we know, shchita or malika requires simen echad, ba'of, simen shtu, simanim in a behemoth, but you don't separate, v'lo yavdil. Rashi quotes, eino molik ela simen echad. You're not allowed, right? It's only simen echad. That's what you do. By an ovas ha'of, then you do hazaya. Once we have it open, I'll read it. You do hazaya. You do sprinkling on the mizbeach. Vahanishar badam yimatsei el yisodem mizbeach. After hazaya, this is uniquely by achadas ha'of. There are two, in quotes, avodos. We'll call it avodos now, but we'll see if it really is an avoda. There are two avodos that have to be done by achadas ha'of. First of all, hazaya, which is comparable to zrika. In a behema, but then it says va'anishar badam, the leftover yimatzei el yisod hamizbeach. Yimatzei is kind of just like you squeezed out the rest of the blood next to the mizbeach. So that's like something after hazaya, after sprinkling. The hazayas hadam is regular sprinkling. What's regular sprinkling? The opposite of chatos and olas behemas. By a chatos behema, the zrika is done above the chutas sikra, on all four corners. Olas behema is done below the chutas sikra. Birds are switched. Olas ha'of, the zrika is done, the hazaya is done above the chutas sikra. By a chatos ha'of, it's done lamata mi chutas sikra. So it's opposite by chatos and olas. But here it says, by a chatos ha'of, one requires hazaya and mitsui, as we'll talk more about on Amid Beis. But there is one amazing thought that I mentioned a couple of years ago in a parsha shir from the Shemi Shmuel. The Shemi Shmuel points out what's the hashkafic message for us between Chatas Ha'of and Olas Ha'of. That a Chatas Ha'of, we have the halacha of Velo Yavdil. You're not allowed to separate the head from the body by Chatas Ha'of. You don't separate, you give everything to the Kohen after you do Hazaya and mitsui. By Olas Ha'of, also, if you have to sever the head entirely, and then, or you're allowed to, that's a question, at least you're allowed to, there's no isser of lo yavdil, and then you burn the whole thing on the mizbeach. Says the Shemi Shmuel, it's quoted in the Otsrus HaTorah, on this parsha, in Parshas Vayikra, he says, Chazal Amru, Shehaola ba'al lechaper al hirurei alev. An ola, as we know, is machaper for hirhurei alev. We mentioned this a couple of days ago. What's ola? Ola doesn't come for any averis. It comes for bitalaseis, lavanitalaseis, and hirhurei alev. Ask the Shemi Shmuel, why do we call it hirhurei halev? Why isn't it hirhurei hamoach? Where do thoughts come from? They come from the brain. They don't come from the heart. Okay, in the Talmudic times, they thought there was more emotion, the kidneys and the heart, there was more. But let's lemaisa, says the Shemi Shmuel. Why hurray, Leib? Says the Shemi Shmuel. Because sometimes, you know what? We're humans, and if a thought pops into our head, sometimes we can't help it. We can't help it. We're humans. We see something. We think something. So we can't control it sometimes. What we can't control is letting the thoughts of our brain affect us going to our heart. What we need kapara for is not hurray, moach. We need kapara for hirhurei halev. That's what we need kapara for. That's what an olas ha'of is mechaper for, hirhurei halev. So that's why what's the halacha by ola? Mavdil. By mavdil, why? Because you separate. Well, the problem was that you let your hirhur of the moach, you let it get to your lave. And therefore, as a kapara, what do? We separate. We separate. What's a carbon chatas brought for? A chatas is brought most of the time, 95% of chatos are brought for shogegs. What's shogeg? Where I didn't act not thinking. I wasn't thinking. I didn't know it was Shabbos. I didn't know it was Asr. I wasn't thinking. So therefore, what was the problem there? I didn't connect my brain to my actions. That's why dafka by a chatas lo yavdil. You don't separate it as a kapara because the message is that I have to make sure to use my brain and have my brain connected to my lave. It says lahoros by an ola sheikra pagam batviya klapi adam uba shehimshach as machshavas hamoach shebarosh el tocha lave shebaguf velo hifrid bineim and bechadus ha'ov. No, it's because of the shogeg lefize and your kapara hu adaraba amashe hifrid as moach meaguf umaisav nasu mitoch hafrata mimachshavas shebarosh, and that is why there is Isser of Lo Yavdil when it comes to Chatas Ha'of. Okay. to come today just for that Shemi Shmuel, Dayenu. That would be. But we're going to hopefully say some other things as well. We'll stop the shiur now. Bez Hashem. Okay, anyway, so Chata Sa'of versus Ola Sa'of, that's what we just said. We just went through the entire stages of the Chata Sa'of. Again, Hakdasha B'peh, and then we have Malika, and then we have Hazaya. Rashi. First Rashi on the Perek. Rashi says, how are you Mo'el? How do you violate Mi'ila with a bird? How do I do it? So Rashi says, "Afilu amnana mimana michayim." Even if I'm just nana while it is alive, kigon shemachra dotzia lechulin. I sell it. It goes out to chulin. So first of all, Rav Yashav takes out those last two words of Rashi. He assumes it must be a taos sofer. Dotzia lechulin. You can't. This is kushas aguf. A bird is kushas aguf, and the halacha by Mila, we'll have this later on in the Masechta as well. Kushas aguf. It never leaves. Kedushas bedakabai. There's Mi'ilo by both. By bedakabai and kashim mizbeach, as we read on the first day. But the halacha is usually by Mi'ilo, after I violate Mi'ilo, it goes lechulin. That's only by bedakabayis. But if something has kedushas aguf, the halacha is it stays kadosh. The halacha is ein moel echal achar moel ella bebehema v'klisharis bilvad. That's what the Gemara says. So this is behema. So the Rav Yashav assumes you have to take out those last two words of Hotzi Alechulin. No, you have to say it means something else, but number one. Number two, though, is the previous two words. Machra, selling it. Rashi says explicitly right here, selling something is a violation of Me'ila. The Rambam is not so clear. Achrona point out, as we'll see who in a second, see to say that the Rambam argues, says the Rambam in Hilchos Me'ila, Perek Dalid, Halacha Ches, says the Rambam, Hamocher, based on the different Gemara, Hamocher Olaso Vishlamav Lo Asa Klum. If somebody sells their Ola and Shlamim, it's meaningless. They didn't do anything. Vidin Torah Sheyachzur Hamo is Chulin, Kemo Shehayu. And Midoraisa, the money that you got for your Ola is Chulin. Just give it back to the owner. You can't sell. There's nothing. There's nothing to talk about. V'kansu oso chachamim sheyipla mos l'nadava. Kenas d'rabanan. You try to sell a karmon, so the mos go l'nadava. Afilu haisa abeima shave arba'a u'machra b'chamisha. Even if you sold it for more. Hachamisha kulan yiplu l'nadava. V'ein kan mi'ila. Lo midivrei Torah, v'lo midivrei sofrim. That's the Rambam. Pretty clear that there is no mi'ila when it comes to selling. So it seems like a machlokes between Rambam and Rashi. And this is what the Zera Avraham is told. Zera Avraham was written by the son-in-law of the Ar Sameach, Rav Loftir. Rav Avram Loftir. And the whole Sefer, basically, are letters between him and Rav Menachem Zema, one of the Gedolei Olam that were killed in the Shoah. So it's the so that's what he said. Shalom and Shuvas Menachem Zera Avraham. Kol achidushe hilcha soni masu maton me'ez agon hakadosh. Rabbi Menachem Zemba im tshuvas that were written to Rabbi Avram Loftir, right? Son-in-law Chasan the Bein Nesia, Rameir Simcha Kohen Baal Ar Sameach. So it goes back and forth. You never know sometimes who's talking because the letters are back and forth. So I think this one in Simen Chav Gimel Sif Chav Beis, I think this one was written by Rabbi Menachem Zemba to Rav Loftir, where he says, "Look at Rashi in Me'ila on Daf Ches." And he says, "Mavur the mechir of a kachi kachim havi hano amolimbo." This is sosa divrei Rambam. The ain kan meila machlokas Rambam Rashi. He says, unless you say they're referring to different meilas, he says, "Amnam Rashi hosif dotzia lechulin," which we already said is problematic. The kavanaso la shas meila daf yirches. That's what we'll get to in 10 blot. The yesh trei gavni meila. There's meila shel hanaa and meila shel gezela. We'll talk about that. Echa nanam and a hektish beis motzei mirushus hektish lirushus hedyot v'yim kain kivan dotzia lechulin have a miila motzei mirushus hektish lirushus hedyot v'lo shach v'mocher olaso she'is kaper b'chaveru v'chulu. He's mechalek between maybe ola and shlamim versus chatos. Maybe he could be mechalek different types of miilas, different types of kachim. So he tries to make shalom between the Rambam and Rashi, but it postures as a machlokas between the Rambam and Rashi, but he, the Zera Avram, tries to bring them together. What else can we talk about in the Mishnah? Says the Mishnah had said, Huza Dama. Huza Dama. If the blood is sprinkled, so then, I'm sorry, the previous line. Once it was Nimlaka, then it's Chokshat to become Tame with Tfil Yom, Chosek Yibur, and Lina. What does Lina here mean? Rashi says, Tupshatim. Tosfos, you're asking a little Belina. Belinas Dam Bishkiyas Achama. Number one, if the blood was left over. Dam nifsal b'shkiyas lachama, and if there's blood left over, then it becomes nifsal. Inami belinas basar liyom v'layla, or linas basar, if it was left over past the time that one is allowed to eat it. So the Tosfos here refers to the fact that dam is nifsal b'shkiyas lachama. There's an important ha'ara of Rav Salvechik. Rav Shechter quotes it in Nefesh HaRav on page Kufnun Beis, where he quotes Rabbeinu Hayatamin medaktik lehispalo mincha kodem hashkiya. The Rav was very medaktik to daven mincha before shkia. V'haya ragel ha'azkir as divrei Rabbeinu Yonah. Reish perak tfilas ha'shachar. He liked to quote Rabbeinu Yonah at the beginning of the fourth perak in Brachas. Sha'afilu l'das Rabbeinu tam. Sha'adayin vaday yomhu. At zman Rav l'achar shkia. The famous sheet of Rabbeinu tam. That there are two shkias. Achlokas Rabbeinu tam in the Gra. How do you work out two different gemaras? One gemara in Pesachim, one gemara in Shabbos, one Gemara says that Bein Hashmash is 3/4 of a mil. The other Gemara says that between Shkia and Seis is 4 mil. That's a problem, because we usually think between Shkia and Seis is Bein Hashmash. So how could one Gemara say that's 4 mil, or one Gemara say that is 3/4 of a mil? So Rabbeinu Tam and the Gra come up with two different answers. The Gra says, really, only 3/4 of a mil is Yom. After that, it is Vaday Laila. And for various halachas you need, you'd see a Kalakochavim, that's what's later. Rabbeinu Tam says, no, they're Tushkias. Tushkias, and really, many halachas apply even after the first Shkia, even after it is dark. It's still Safik Yom, Safik Laila. So the Rav quoted Rabbeinu Yon at the beginning of the fourth paragraph of Brachas, where he says that even according to Rabbeinu Tam, Ein lehispalo az mincha. The dam nifsal b'shkias achama. V'zman tfilas ha-mincha niskina k'neged zman ha-karavas tamet Rabbeinu Arbaim. So he assumed that Dam Nisla B'Shkia Sachama is the first Shkia, even according to Rabbeinu Tam. Mincha goes by Karbanis, and therefore, gotta make sure to daven Mincha before Shkia. That was what he said. He says, I, the Minhag Olam, some daven after Shkia. He says he was not happy with it. That's based on a Ramah, and I think I brought it. Bring the, The Ramah writes in Reish Lama Gimel, in Hilchas Mincha. Shulchan Aruch first says you can't do a Tarjit Asasri. Right, you can't daven mincha at this and ma'ar for this in the same time period. Mincha after plag and ma'ar before shkia, because that's holding like two different opinions from the Mishnah Maseches Brachas. By the way, recently noticed that there's another Targit Sasri that isn't as famous. This one's famous at this time of year, the early Shabbos. There's another Targit Sasri. Somebody somehow wakes up before sunrise and they realize they didn't daven ma'ariv. They didn't say kriyas shma. So the Gemara says in Brachas we paskin this way. So quickly daven. But you can't daven shachris then. You can't daven ma'ariv and shachris after Mura Shachar before Hanitzachama. Right, if you want to use that, you want to be kovea that as nighttime for today, okay, so then daven shachris later. So that's more of a tzadzat that doesn't usually come up. But the tzadzat that always comes up is the afternoon. But anyway, the Ramah says right here in Tzilas Mincha, in our medinos, where the minhag is to daven ma'ariv after plag, one shouldn't daven mincha then. Ubidieved ubishas atchak imispalo mincha ad halayla. Dino, it's a kochavim. It's okay. Yatsa. Bidieved. So he says. Ad halayla dehainu tzeitzak achavim. The Mishnah Berurah says, don't take him so seriously. Lav dafka. De erech reba shah kodem says, vadai, benesh bashas lakuli alma, vein lespala bozozman. Elot zolomar samach laze, vchein yisa bedake moshe vechulu. So the Rama is making some giving you a couple of minutes at least after Shkia. Vida, says the Mishnah Berurah now, the afsha machaber v'arama mashma, to the didon shenogim lespala ma'ar v'achar tzeis, mutu lespala mincha afilo achar shkia ad samach lezezak achavim, yish poskim rabim shechalkim bazeh. There are many that argue, who's he quoting here, poskim rabim, shulte giborim, levush lechem chamudos, gra, sefer seder azmanim, v'chulu, he quotes others, it goes through it. He says, "Rabim Cholkim, but Daitam Shetilas Mincha Yirak Kodem Shkiyas Achama, V'Lachein Lachad Chila Tzara Kaladim Lizar Lispalo Kodem Shkiyas Achama Dafka Dahainu She Yigmar Tfilaso Ba'Ochelon Is Kasa Hashemesh Me'Einenu." To finish before the Gemar of the Shemesh totally being removed from our eyes. Umut, and here's the famous line of the Mishnah Berurah. Umutav Lehispalo Bizmana Biachidus Milispalo Achrakach B'Tzibur. It's better to daven alone before Shkia. That's daven after Shkia with a minion. That's the Mishnah Berurah Shita. Ubidiyeved, yuchalisbo chadasa mikilin lespala achar Shkia ad Rebbe Shah called him. If you didn't daven at all, I'm not going to tell you not to daven. If it's after Shkia, daven for a little while after Shkia, but one should be very careful. So that is related to Dam Nifsal B'Shkia Sachama that we have right here, quoted in Tosfos. That's what Lina is. Lina's Dam, not just Lina's Basar. One final point on the Mishnah, then we'll go on, and that is another Tosfos. Who's Adama? What does it say here? Once Hazoas Hadam takes place, there is no longer Me'ila. The Tosfos says, I want to chazer with you what we had a couple of days ago. We had on Daf Hey three different shitas. What do you need to remove Me'ila? Do you need it to be mutter to do the Zrika? Do you need it to be mutter to have, I'm sorry, let's start earlier, to have done the Shechita properly, to do the Zrika, or even to have the Kohanim eat it? So we paskin the third one. We paskin what we call Heter Achila Shaninu. So how do all those days work out in our Mishnah? Ask Tosas. It sounds like, what did our Torah say? Huza, once it's sprinkled. So it sounds, what's pashtus of our Mishnah? It sounds like Heter Achila Shaninu. That's what it sounds like. So Tosfos says, Lamanda Amar, first, second, white line of Tosfos. Lamanda Amar La'el. Heter Achila Shaninu. Ratzal Lamar Huza Mamish. Shenira La'achila. Take the Mishnah Kapshuto. Our Mishnah works out beautifully. That was Rabbi Yochanan Shita, I think. That's what we hold. Heter Achila. Ulamanda Amar Heter Zrika. But according to the Manda Amar earlier, that said Heter Zrika, Ratzalomar. So our Mishnah must mean Shenire Lahazos. You have to interpret Huza here as Nire. You're able. And then we say Kalomi Lizro Kazarik Dami, but it's Nire. Ulamanda Amar Heter Shchita. What about according to the Manda Amar who said Heter Shchita? Doesn't sound that way in our Mishnah. Kihechi divino lael gabi kachim the shayach bohen kabbalah shehi roy lekabel kedei lahazos hachanami to lo shayach kabbalah gabi chados haof bina shehi roy lahazos. Still, the reason that it doesn't work out so perfectly here is because there is no kabbalah. There is no kabbalah when it comes to birds, and therefore Tosva says you that shita would agree here by chadas haof that you need ra'uy lahazos. Right, and therefore, there wouldn't be a manda amar. There wouldn't be a manda amar of heter shchita when it comes to birds. That's what Tosfos seemed to say. And that's what others say as well. If you look in Zvachim, where this Gemara also comes up, on Daf Samach Vav, the Shimon Kabez there says explicitly as well, that, Dvokamer Shmuel ala bezvachim, aval ba'of lo, dekor de maisi le'amar, there is no Kabbalah when it comes to, aval ba'of, the lack of Kabbalah, lo mahani heter malika lafukim inde me'ila. But there is no Kabbalah Saddam when it comes to birds. And therefore, as we said before, Heter Shchita really means if you have a proper Kabbalah done. But if you don't have a Kabbalah, so then that Shchita doesn't exist. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, K'tani hochshirali pasal bitful yom, uba mechose giburam uba lina. Our Mishnah said that right when Malika is done, so now all of these problems can start, right? It can become Tame with its full yom and a mechose giburam and with lina. We're medayik from the Lashon. It can become pasul. It doesn't say it can become tame. It says it can become pasul. We know in Chazal there are different words. When I say that something tame could pasul something else, that means it can make it tame and it stops there. Lifsol means a mitame, make something tame, and that receiver of tuma cannot transmit it any further. That's what it means to make it pasul. To make it tame means it's tame and it has the power even to make something else tame, to transmit more tuma. So the Gemara is being medayik, how our Mishnah said li pasul and not li tame. Says the Gemara, li pasul in avalatimuye lo. Our Mishnah sounds like the tful yom. Let's say the Tful Yom would touch this bird. The Tful Yom would be able to passel this bird, but not to be mitame the bird. So who is that like? What level of tuma is a Tful Yom? Masnisan mani, rabbanan hi. It must be the shita of the rabbana. Ditanya, because we have a brisa, we have a tosefta that has three different shitas. What is the level of tuma of a Tful Yom? Ditanya, Abishal omer, Tful Yom, Tchila lakodesh. Abishal holds that a Tful Yom has the status of a Rishon. Tchila means a Rishon. A Rishon lakodesh, meaning a Rishon for Kachim can make it a Sheni and then a Shlishi and a Ravi. That is the shita of Abishol. Rebbe Meir Omer, mitame es hakodesh uposel es hatruma. No, Rebbe Meir says it has the status of a sheni, fully, completely, meaning it can make a shlishi to truma. That's what we started off before. It's shlishi to truma, and that's it. Truma can't do anything else. Right, that's why it's posel truma. But it can be mitame kodesh, because it makes a kodesh into shlishi, and that shlishi can make other kodeshim into revi. That is the sheet of Rabbi Meir, that a tful yom is a perfect, pure sheni. V'chachamim omrim, the chachamim say, no, it is a weak sheni. It's in the world of sheni, but it's never going to be able to be mitame. It's only going to be able to be posel. It is a sheni, and that's why it's going to be able to pasel truma. But it's also only going to be able to pasel kudshim. Because after all, you think about it, this person's on his way to becoming tar already. He already went to the mikvah. He's just waiting for sunset. He has to do nothing else. So this person is still tamei. We'll talk about it soon, but that's why, say the Chachamim, he's a weaker than a regular Sheni. The Chachamim Omrim, Kishem Shehu Posel Mashke Truma Ba'ochle Truma, just like if a Tful Yom touches any liquid or solid Truma, he posels it, meaning he makes it a Shlini, and it ends there. Kachu Posel Mashke Kodesh Ba'ochle Kodesh. So it is the same thing to Kodesh. Even though usually Kodesh can make Revi'is, but not when it comes to the Sheni of a Tful Yom. If a Tful Yom made the Kodeshim, a shlishi, it's too weak. That transfer is too weak tuma to in order to be able to transfer it, and that is the shita of our Mishnah. That's the shita of our Mishnah, and that's what the Rambam paskins. The Rambam paskins, like this Chachamim in Hilchos Avos Hatumos, says the Rambam. Let's read it. Perek Yud. Kol hamistame ba'av me'avos atumos. Anyone who becomes tame from an avatuma, bein adam, bein kalim, harehu rishon latuma, kamo shebi arnu, achi yitpol. He's a rishon latuma. Tavau, if he goes to the mikvah, tful yom, harehu kisheni latuma achi yariv shimsho. He's like a sheni until harev shemesh. It's amazing. You never have, think about tful yom, it's a big chiddush. Usually, you go to the mikvah, you tar. Yitar. You dunk something, a kli that's tummy there. Yitar. But the Torah says, by various tumas, no, there's something called a tful yom. By a number of tumas. Until Harev Shimsho. And it goes down. It should say, you're either not, you're still tummy, or you're not tar yet. Right? But no, you have a middle status. You go down, but you're not completely tummy. Shenamer, b'mayim yuvav etameh erevet toher. Hakasav karl tful yom, tummy. And then the Rambam says, Echot tful yom mituma chamura, and it doesn't matter what you're a tful yom from. If you're a tful yom from a tuma chamura, kagon, shetavo miziva o mitumas meis, vitzaras, v'yechot tful yom mitumas sheretz, kol haton harif shemesh, bein adam bein kalim, bein midivrei Torah, bein midivrei sofrim, harei yushe kisheni latuma ad sheyarev shimsho. And then the Rambam quotes the shita of the Chachamim, that no matter what, you can make it into a shlishi, and that's it. He even says, nogat tful yom, b'mashkin shel kodesh, temein, v'harhein, harehein, revi latuma. So if a tful yom touches kachim, it makes it into a revi. Even though if it touches truma, it makes it into a shlishi. But it's just a revi lagabe, this is finished. There's no nafkamina, because the line ends. But that's the shita of the Chachamim. If you remember, we mentioned a couple of times, we mentioned it actually in Haggadah Shir, a hashkafet point from the, also, the Safed Shavar, the family, the Eglei Tal quotes it at the end of his Hakdama in the name of his father, Rav Ravi Misachachov. What is the, what's the Svara? Why is it by Tful Yom? Why do we say Sotami? He went to the mikvah. What do you have to wait for nighttime for? And why is that taught on the first Amud in Shas? We need to know that message. So explain the Avnei Nezer, the name of his father, that if I was Tame earlier in the day, the Roshem of beginnings always last. Beginnings are crucially important. And therefore, if on this halachic day I was Tame, that the Roshem stays until the rest of the day. That is why there's a Kazim Tful Yom, and that is why Kriyashma. We have to do Kriyashma again in the morning, but why isn't there Kriyashma by Mincha? Why? Because I did it in the morning. As long as I did it in the morning, that lasts the whole day. You could ask, why do you need Kriya Shema in the morning? Is there from the night before also? Like Tful Yom. Okay. But either way, that is the message of the Adonizer, the name of his father. Tful Yom is because once somebody is Tame at the beginning of the day, so then that lasts. And again, Mida Tova Gadola Mi the Puranis, and that's why we always have to make sure we start off on the right foot. Our days, our years. Rosh Chodesh, in Yonad Yoma. First day of Iyar, we've got to start off the month on the right foot. Okay. Gotta get excited. Okay. About life. Who's a Dama Chayavin Vechulu? So the Gemara says the third stage of the fourth line. Amar Rava. Rava works out that, no, the Gemara just said that our Mishnah only works out according to the Shita of the Chachamim. Rava says no, it could even be according to any of the other opinions. It just be mechalik between Darais and Darabanans. Amar Rava, La'Abba Shaul, according to Abba Shaul, who says that a Tful Yom is a Rishon Latuma. No. Nami, it could also work out, Mala Asu B'Kachim. It's a Mala. Shavina Rabbanan, L'Tful Yom K'Rishon. They made him like a Rishon. On a Darais, the Mishnah, our Mishnah is on a Daraisa level. Man, on the Raisa level, it has the status of a Sheni. But Abba Shaul, in this Tosefta, he's talking about on the Darabanan level. They bumped him up. L'Rebbe Meir, Kochol Sheni, and L'Rebbe Meir, they also bumped him up. They gave him the full-fledged status of a Sheni, which would allow him to be Metamei Kachim, not just Posel. L'Rabbanan, Kivan, the Taval, no, the Rabbanan said, like we explained, once he went to the Mikvah, Kolash Tuma. His Tuma is weaker. Psul Mashvi, Tami Lo Mashvi. So that's why he could become Nifsa, he could posel, but he can't be Metame. Again, Tful Yom, as I already alluded, is a fascinating discussion. There are even separate Isurei Daraisas when it comes to Tful Yom. Just as an example, the Chinuch counts in Emor, Mitzvah, Reish Samach Hei. There's a separate Isurei Daraisa for a Kohen Tful Yom to do the Avoda. Separate Isurei Daraisa. Shalo Yishamish Kohen Tful Yom Ashi Yarev Shimsho. V'yavlabisha Tav Avatahir. Tzarach Harev Shemesh. L'fishu Kishini Latoma Ashi Yarev Shimsho. Because that's what Chazal says. B'mayim Yuvav Tamera Erev V'tahir. He's Tamei even though he went to the mikvah. Right? And that's what he has to admit. Tful Yom is this quasi-status. This line of the Gemara goes into its definition. Kalash Tuma. Kalash Tuma, it is somewhere in the middle. Vaita, we continue. Who's a Dama Chayavin V'chulu? So if the Dam is Huza, Hazoyah takes place, sprinkling, so then Chayavin, so then pickle notes are on tummy kicking, and Me'ila is removed. So Me'ila hu deleka, avali sura'ika. So 1 second. After Hazoyah's Hadam, Me'ila is removed, but there still is an Isser? Right, it says there's no Me'ila. That's full-fledged, but there's an Isser, v'amai, hamamonet ha'kohanimu. But the Kohanim can eat this chatos now. So why is there any type of Me'ila? So why is there any type of Isser, even if there is no Me'ila? Amrabi Chanina, Liyotzin, Rabbi Akiva. No, it's referring to the previous perek, the Mishnah that we had there, where Rabbi Akiva says that a zrika removes Me'ila even for something that was Yotze. Even if the basa was Yotze, Rabbi Akiva says zrika could already remove it. Rabbi Akiva, Damar zrika moelos liyotze delav bas achilahi. It could even remove it. So that's what our Mishnah is talking about. There's still an Isser. What is, sir? It's talking about a case of a Yotze. The Basar was Yotze, and therefore that's why there's no heter of eating it. And that's why there still is an Isser. Good. Rav Yashiv makes the Ha'ara. He actually made it on the end of the last paragraph, but I ran out of time. But it's the same thing. This idea that Rabbi Akiva holds that a Zrika, again, you have this food that was Yotze. Rav Yashiv says that Rabbi Akiva holds that the Zrika removes the Isra Me'ila from it. But it's still usher to eat. Lamai Nafgamina says Rabbi Yashiv at the end of the previous parak. Usually we have a concept. He just gives it a little more hesber. Usually we have a concept. The Gemara Pesachim tells us on Daf Lamed Dalid. When you have a pasul carbon, you let it burn it right away, or do you have to wait till overnight? What's called ibur tsura. So says the Gemara there, it depends what type of psul it is. If it's a psul haguf, if it's an inherent psul, burn it right away. Burn it right away. Kol shapsula begufa yisarf miyan. But if it's a psul in the bailim, if it's a psul in the owner, then you have to wait till it gets an inherent psul, which means left overnight, and then you burn it. So says Rabbi Yashiv, that's what he thinks is going on here with Rabbi Akiva. What does it mean? Zrika is moil to save it, to give it significance, even though it's a psul haguf. It's nifsal biyotze. The zrika makes you have to wait until iber tzura. It makes you have to wait. Mo'el zrika liyotze tzurach iber tzura. That's the chiddush, even though it's a psoha guf. That's what Rav Yashiv adds to help us give a little more hesver in understanding this. Okay, let's finish up. Says the Gemara. Amar afun amar rav mitzui chatas ha'ov eno ma'akev. Oh, as we just alluded to before, when it comes to birds, both chatas and ola have a zrika, which is called a hazoya when it comes to birds. I sprinkle blood from a chatas and an oaf. Chatas ha'oaf has an additional avoda. After I take some of the blood and I sprinkle the chatas ha'oaf under the chuta sikra, I have to then take the neck of the bird and squeeze it up against the mizbeach. That's called mitsui. So that is kind of parallel to what we have by animals, shficha shiraim. We have zrika by animals, the sprinkling, and then the leftover you pour on the yesod of the mizbeach. So that's kind of what we're doing here. You have a zrika, you have a zoya, and then what's left over, the neck of the bird, so then you squeeze out. So the Gemara asks, is mitsui ma'akev? We know shvicha shirayim is not ma'akev by, when it comes to, animals. Behemoths. What about by birds? Amar after Uhunim Arav, mitsui chatos ha'ov, ain't a ma'akev. It's not ma'akev. Should do it, but it's not ma'akev. The tani rav, because after all, what does our Mishnah say? Who's Adama? It says, once Hazoyas Adam is done, there's no more Me'ilah. So what do you see from there? You don't have to do Mitzui in order to remove Me'ilah. So you see, it's not a full-fledged Avoda. Right after Hazoyah is done, Me'ilah is removed, you don't need Mitzui. Rav Adab Rav Amar Rav? No. Mitzui Chadas Oma Akev. Machlok, that's what Rav said. Right, there's Rav Yehud. Rav Adab Rav says the name of Rav, that Mitzui Chadas Of is Ma'akev. Vitani Rav, and therefore you have to switch the language of our Mishnah. Our Mishnah should read Mitza Dama. Instead of Huza Dama, our Mishnah should read Mitza Dama. Period. We'll come back to that in a minute. Let's just finish a little more. Tashma, Vahanishar Badam, Yimatzel Yisod HaMizbeach, Chatasip. One second, the pasuk that we read earlier says, whatever's left should be Yimatzel, should be squeezed out of the Yisod. It is a Chatas, as if to emphasize, after you do this, it's a Chatas. Chatasi. So Bish, the mother of Adabar, Ava, Haino Dosev, Vahanishar Badam, Yimatzel, Chatasi. Sounds like it, the pasuk is emphasizing. You do mitzui, and now it's a chatas. El Rav Huna, my vahanishar, dot, dot, dot. What does the pasuk mean? It sounds like the pasuk is emphasizing that mitzui is required. Answers the Gemara, no. Kedetanya, Devei Rabbi Yishmael, she'im nishar. No, it just means that you don't have to do this. If there's any left over, you can do it, but you don't have to do it. Umay chatas hi aresha. Chatas hi is going back on the resha, meaning on the hazoya. Hazoya is what is required, but not mitzui, period. So if you read this Gemara, it sounds like your version of the Mishnah will depend on whether you hold mitzui as ma'akev or not. Because of that, the Rambam is problematic. Because the Rambam holds that mitzui is ma'akev, but his girsa in our Mishnah is huza dama. That's the Rambam, that's the Lecha Mishnah's kasha. How could the Rambam paskin mitzui is ma'akev? That's in Maisa Karbanis, Zayin. You have to do mitzui, it's ma'akev. So why does he should change the Mishnah, like our Gemara says. How can you say, who's Adam in our Mishnah? Says the Lecha Mishnah, and Reb Chaim explains it. Lecha Mishnah suggests this, but he says it's very dachuk to say. But this is the suggestion. He says maybe the Rambam is mechalek between the removal of what's a required avoda that would remove me'ilah, and what's required for pikul noser v'tameh. Maybe the emphasis in the Mishnah, and why our Gemara would say you have to have mitzui, is to create pikul noser v'tameh. That's one step beyond what would be called avoda. To get rid of me'ilah, all you need is earlier. You just need the hazah. And that's why I said the opposite. Let me read the Lecha Mishnah because I just said it the opposite way. The Lecha Mishnah says in Maaser Karbanos, right here in Zayin, he says, V'yamrina dislele Rabbeinu, t'mashchatsa b'gamar, t'tani sham mitza, lav mishum mi'ila, t'bazal l'chud, d'inavik mide mi'ila. Oh, I said it right. Right, maybe just with Hazah, it would be enough to remove mi'ila. Afilu shaha mitzui ma'akev. Even though mitzui is ma'akev, but Hazah is enough to remove mi'ila. Ela mishum chiyiv pigel nosar, kamar din roi l'chayva ela achar mitzui. Right, you only need mitzui, and why Rav, according to the second opinion, Rav Ada, had to change our Gemara to be lacher mitzui, why do you have to say that? Because that's the need for pikul noser v'tameh. Mi'ila, though, could even be removed even earlier. So that's how you have to say it, what the Rambam understands. What's the svara? Why would mi'ila go by Zrika Hazaa, while Pigonot Vatame goes by even afterwards. So that's Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim says in the Gracha Lashat, and with this we'll finish. Says Reb Chaim, Vahainu, Diladin Hafkas Mi, this is on Simin Shim Lamar Alf in the Gracha Lashat. Vahainu, Diladin Hafkas Mi'ila, Lo Be'idon Zrika Hamateres Ba'achila. Rakiva denase bazrika mechaperes yotsumi de mi'ila. What does it mean that when we say that mitzui is ma'akev? That means that all the avodah is not complete till then? No. Even the hazaah, which is a zrika hamechaperes. It doesn't allow you to eat it yet, but it's a zrika hamechaperes. So all mi'ila requires is a zrika mechaperes. Like we said from last from Rabbi Akiva, even by yotze, zrika could accomplish something. So all you need for mi'ila, to remove mi'ila, is a zrika ha-mechaperes. For pigul nosu v'tameh, it's got to be edible, has to be ready to be eaten. So that's why you can be mechalik between those. Our Mishnah puts them all together. But that's how the Rambam could be mechalik between them. He could say mitzvah is ma'akev and still have the girsa of hazaah in our Mishnah. Okay, so that is the Reb Chaim. Again, there's more there. You can look at that Reb Chaim, but we will stop here. And B'ez Hashem, we will continue B'ez Hashem next time. B'ez Hashem, there will be a Daf B'in Shir tonight. I'm not sure exactly what the topic is yet, but hopefully there will be a Daf B'in Shir at 9:30. Okay, we'll stop here.